KUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
This is Jeff Eichner of Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, United States of America. Listen to the International Radio Report every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is Sunday, September the 25th. We thank you for joining us. My name's Sheldon. I'm here with Jill. You can reach us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com, if you have any questions or comments for the show. We are live streaming and archived at ckut.ca. Our Facebook group is International Radio Report. We have 842 members. We welcome Sunil, Don, Kevin, Tim, and Parvez joining us this week. And our YouTube channel, where you can go and listen to the show anytime you like, is International Radio Report. We're almost at that 700 subscriber mark. We're at 698 subscribers. Yeah. So if you have not subscribed, go to the YouTube channel and subscribe, and maybe you'll hit number 700 for us. We have a lot of information to pass along to you this week. We want to start off with just a few comments about last week's program, which came to you from Sherwood Park, Alberta, just outside of Edmonton, at the 60th anniversary of our Canadian International DX Club. I want to thank everybody who participated in the show. We were in the midst of our CIDX barbecue at the time. And Jill, you had the opportunity to squeeze the interviews into half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty difficult to do when you've got that many people. It was nice to hear from everybody, and everyone had a great time. We got to do a bit of sightseeing around Edmonton. But I think the highlight of the weekend was, well, two things, the barbecue and the video presentation that Mickey put together for us of sort of the history of different events of CIDX over the years. Trying to remember a lot of people's names and looking at how we looked 30 or 40 years ago or whatever in some of the old pictures. And then, of course, the visit out to Lamont, Alberta, VE6JY, Don Moman's antenna farm. If any of you were on Zoom when we did the videos out there, it's overwhelming. It's hard to describe. If you did see it, it doesn't do it justice to see it online. You really have to be there and get a look at this incredible installation. Anyways, we got back last Monday and had a great time. The trip was interesting. Our plane got hit by lightning on the way home.
Oh, wow.
which is an interesting experience. The crew was a little shaken by that, so obviously we were as well. But apparently it happens more often than not, and the plane continued on from Edmonton to Montreal without any delays. So moving forward on to our 61st anniversary, I guess, next year at CIDX. So thanks to everybody who sent in comments. And we have sent out some of the EQSLs for the ham radio contacts that we made with the club stations. So we still have some more to get sent out yet. So if you did make contact with us, you will be getting those EQSLs in the email fairly shortly. So the ratings have come out for Montreal radio stations and other cities across Canada, coming to us from Numeris. But we have some news about the Numeris ratings to begin with. This will be the last time that Numeris will be releasing public information about the ratings. It looks like they will only be issuing the full reports to the radio companies, the broadcast owners, who pay, you know, a substantial amount of money for those ratings numbers. So for whatever reason, we're not really sure why that decision has been taken, but we'll have to see if we have other ways of accessing information about the ratings in the future. So the numbers that we have are for the summer of 2022. And I guess there's really not a lot to report on. Stations that are at the top continue to be at the top here in Montreal, both English and French. Stations that are near the bottom continue to be near the bottom. And Virgin Radio, which we always comment on, continues to drop. We just keep wondering, when is Bell going to do something with Virgin Radio in English in Montreal? So far, nothing except continuing to lose listeners. I don't know. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, the radio audience declining and the quality of the radio declining. We've complained about Montreal radio for a long time that it's, you know, it's not a great radio market here to begin with. You know, the same stations seem to be staying on top, CJD in English and the all-news radio station 98.5 in French, being the top two stations in Montreal. Any other things that sort of caught your eye, Jill?
The only interesting comments I would have is, of course, the top music station in the Francophone market is 105.7, Rhythm FM, which is CFGL. You know, it's interesting because I look at its rating, which is quite high compared to all the other music stations. It hits me that it's also a station that its programming, its music, and DJs are a lot more catering to an audience that's my age.
Okay.
But that makes me understand why it's maybe more popular, because we are probably more radio listeners than the younger generation,
right?
I would guess. Of course, Shom. I always look at Shom because Shom is an interesting station on its own because of its audience, both in the Francophone and Anglophone side, because it's the only rock station pretty much in Montreal, although 94.3 is trying to get much more rock than it used to. But when you put both numbers, the Francophone and Anglophone, they have a good market share. Actually, they have a nice spot in the Montreal market.
Shom FM certainly does draw the audience from both English and French listeners, but a few of the other stations do it as well, predominantly music stations, of course. Not to the extent of Shom, like you said, the only real rock station in the city. The music stations, there is a crossover a little bit, but really not all that much in the other music formats. The spoken word stations, really very little crossover. So, you know, we see CJD dominating the English side as usual. And as we said, the 98.5 station in French taking a good chunk, although Radio-Canada in French does very well in Montreal.
Definitely.
So they've continually had a pretty good ratings. The rest are just, you know, kind of out there. There's some interesting comments that were made in a blog, the Fagstein blog, some people commenting that, you know, the reason that Numeris might not be putting out these numbers anymore is that the radio owners don't necessarily want people in the general public to see numbers going down. You know, it's a possibility, but, you know, we really have to look at the numbers and analyze them a little bit more to see where things are going. Certainly, this ratings period is the summer, and the summer audience is generally lower than the rest of the year. It's not as important a ratings book for the radio stations as the fall and the winter numbers are.
You know, one of the things that's interesting about not having these reports anymore also is, you know, already we see how stations use just one part of the ratings at a moment in the day to say they're number one, when in reality they're kind of far from being number one in general. So now imagine without having the public numbers visible. They are the only ones that are going to have these information. They're going to just say what they want pretty much, and we're going to have to dig in saying, yeah, okay, I'm not sure it's true, but we won't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah, they'll have to prove those numbers to the advertisers, of course, but the general public, you know, they're doing it already to a certain extent, as you said, you know, calling themselves, you know, number one in a market, but it may be only at a certain time of the day or a certain format or a certain age group or what have you, but they don't often elaborate on that. So Anyways, the numbers are out there. We'll put some links up so you can go and take a look at numbers, not only here in Montreal, but other cities across Canada. And it may be the last time you get a chance to look at them.
So Canada's longest-running campus radio station is celebrating 100 years of broadcasting. This is via Karim Mosna, CFRC, Kingston, Ontario. CFRC 101.9 will celebrate 100 years of broadcasting from Queen's University in Kingston with a plaque unveiling ceremony. Queen's University Principal and Vice Chancellor Patrick Dean, City of Kingston Mayor Brian Patterson, MP Mark Gerritsen, and MPP Ted Sue, and former station manager Steve Cutway will speak at the event. CFRC will also honor two volunteers who have broadcasted on the station for over 40 consecutive years, Jim Birch, host of Canadian Shield, and Wayne Vermette, host of The Blues Project. 40 years gone by, you wonder, why am I staying? Why am I doing it this way? The big why is sending out music. Blues is the music of truth, the music of healing. My aim was to bring music that was somewhat current and toward the student body. I've become attuned to my own healing as well. It's good for me. I get a solid fix every Saturday from 6 to 8. I'm very comfortable continuing on, and I hope that what I'm sending out is music of truth and healing, says Vermette. Vermette, who has been with CFRC for 41 years, adds he has met his two goals. The ceremony will begin at 1 p.m. just outside the station at Carruthers Hall on Queen's University campus. Following the plaque and volunteer recognition ceremony, there will be a meet and greet for supporters, alumni, volunteers, and staff at the grad club. There will also be an open house at the station from 1 to 4 p.m. where Queen's University Archives will showcase selected CFRC memorabilia and photographs. So this is great. 100 years of broadcasting is fantastic.
There's a lot of commercial stations this year, I know, celebrating 100 years of broadcasting. Yep. We've talked about a few of them over the year. But a campus station is, that's pretty impressive. First off, the university has to have been around for 100 years for the station to be around for 100 years. But a couple people there, 41 years or 40 years on the air. We're working towards that. This program has been on since 1987. Both of us haven't been there for all of it, but no. A lot of it. Yeah, maybe we'll catch up to those guys at some point. Who knows?
You know, thinking of a century of broadcasting, we're in the 2020s, and we know that a lot of stations actually started in the 1920s. So
that's right.
I think in the next few years, there's going to be a lot of stations celebrating 100 years.
No doubt. Next, we go to the FCC, who are tracking communications outages in Puerto Rico. This is via Paul McLean in Radio World. In the wake of Hurricane Fiona, 9 radio stations and roughly 30% of cell sites in the affected area reported being off the air as of midday Wednesday, according to the FCC Disaster Information Reporting System. According to poweroutage.us, roughly 3/4 of the territory remained without power on Wednesday. Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel said Tuesday that the FCC was deploying staff to the affected area to perform post-landfall on-site surveys of communication services and infrastructure, as well as to assist with coordination and oversight of communications restoration. She said the FCC was coordinating with FEMA, CISA, other government partners, and communications providers. Hurricane Fiona has caused significant damage within its path, including storm surge, wind damage, mudslides, and flooding. It also has caused substantial damage to the communications network, resulting in service disruptions and outages throughout areas in Puerto Rico. She said in her statement, it was 5 years ago that Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and now Puerto Rico confronts another storm with Hurricane Fiona. In times of crisis, staying connected takes on new urgency. I saw that firsthand during my visit to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, and now some of those same areas have been hit once more. And that storm continues to move on. As we're recording today, it is going through Bermuda and heading northward towards the maritime provinces of Canada, which look like they may get hit with some strange type of storm.
Yeah, they were saying that the hurricane will stay pretty strong because of a very unique pattern in the weather, where it's really cold, and actually it's cold for this time of year in Montreal today on our side. But in the Atlantic, the temperature is much warmer, and even the waters are quite warm. So they say that the storm is going to continue feeding and getting a lot more energy because of the temperature difference.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out on some of the radio stations and certainly weather stations, weather fact stations that you might be able to tune into on shortwave, following information about the storm. Of course, the Hurricane Watch Net has been active on amateur radio during these current storms as well. So that's something you could keep your ear tuned to. We may have more of these hurricanes yet. The season is not over. So we'll keep a watch on that for you.
So there's an ex-Michigan TV broadcaster that was fired after off-air attack on a radio co-host. This is from the Detroit News. Former Michigan broadcaster Vic Faust was fired from his job as an anchor on the Fox affiliate in St. Louis after a recording of him berating a female radio colleague last week was leaked. Faust co-hosts The Edge morning show on KFNS-FM 100.7 radio station in Missouri with Crystal Cooper. He used profanity several times while insulting Cooper in the leaked recording just after the radio show finished recording on September 13th. Vic Faust no longer works for Fox 2, KPLR Channel 11, or Nexstar Media. Station general manager Kurt Kruger told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch Wednesday morning. Faust apologized on Twitter on Wednesday afternoon. "My words hurt Crystal, my colleagues, and family," he wrote. "I made a huge mistake, and I'm ashamed. As I work to earn trust again, I hope we can have an open dialogue about respect in the workplace and forgiveness." The incident reportedly unfolded September 13 towards the end of the Edge morning show. The outburst appears to have started after the closing minutes of the show, when Cooper jokingly said Faust called her stupid on the air the previous day and objected to the co-host criticizing his computer skill, according to a YouTube video the radio station posted. Faust went on to say Cooper referenced a dumb topic, said she shouldn't be bringing up some subjects, and called her a liar and immature and stupid several more times before the final commercial break. In the edited clip of audio, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch said, was sent anonymously and recorded during the break. Faust can be heard repeatedly calling Cooper names that are bleeped out. Cooper stopped working for the station the day that the incident occurred, according to her Facebook page. So, more of these little problems in the behind the microphone. And, you know, it happens way too often, unfortunately. And there's no place for that, you know. There's place for respect. And probably he's going to have a hard time, you know, getting back into any radio field with problem and event happening.
Yeah, I would think so. And you just know that everything's being recorded now. So, you know, you're not going to get away with anything like that. So, you know, it caught up to him very, very quickly.
That's why I actually am the one editing, so that we can already edit all of this stuff happening that you guys don't know about.
That's right.
So what's happening with our sun? The sun has been relatively quiet this week, although there were some geomagnetic storming that did occur just because of solar wind most of the time. We are at this time of year when the solar wind just is enough to actually make some geomagnetic storming, which is always the case around the equinox. There was a magnetic filament eruption on the September 23rd that could maybe today do some disruption in communications a little bit. But overall, what is really to look for is a new sunspot, 3107, which is huge. And that could mean solar flares. Take a look at that and see if conditions change. Maybe the sun has something to do with it. Sunspot number 99. The solar flux around 137. No coronal holes really affecting us for the week ahead for now. So conditions for now look quiet, but that can change at any moment. And of course, the best way to know what conditions are all about is to turn on a radio and listen.
This is Peter Laws in Norman, Oklahoma. On the air since 1987, you're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of radio every Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and live streaming around the globe at ckut.ca.
Our next story comes to us from Africa. It is posted from the Committee to Protect Journalists via Radio World. From Kinshasa, armed men in military uniforms raid Congolese broadcaster. Congolese authorities should thoroughly investigate and hold accountable those responsible for the attack on Radio Evangelique Butembo Oicha, known as Rebo, in North Kivu, and ensure the safety of all journalists in the country, the Committee to Protect Journalists said Wednesday. Around 9 p.m. on September the 12th, four armed men in uniforms resembling those of the Congolese army forced their way into the office of the privately owned faith-based broadcast station in Oicha, the capital of the Beni territory in North Kivu province. They threatened two technicians, beat one on the back with the butt of a gun, and seized three computers, a recording device, and two mobile phones belonging to the technicians, according to media reports and the broadcaster's editor-in-chief, who spoke to the committee via messaging app. The station stopped broadcasting after the attack and equipment seizures. In May 2021, the Congolese government imposed military governance known as the State of Siege over the country's eastern North Kivu and Ituri provinces. Repeated attacks and harassment of journalists in those regions have followed. The station manager said the technicians told him that the armed men broke down the office door and threatened to harm them if they tried to stop the attackers from seizing the broadcaster's equipment. They also confiscated their phones to prevent them from contacting others. When they objected, the armed men hit one on the back with the butt of a gun and then began taking the equipment. The technician received treatment at a local hospital the next day for a small wound on his back. The second technician was not physically injured in the incident. Pascal Mapenzi, media coordinator for Beni Territory, told CPJ by phone that in solidarity with the station, Beni journalists gave local authorities 48 hours to find the armed men and return the materials taken from the broadcaster. However, that deadline expired and there were days without information on Saturday, September 17th and Monday, September 19th, according to Mapenzi and a local Radio Oasis report. So more dangers at working at a radio station, military, or at least people who looked like military, coming in to seize equipment and threaten workers at this radio station.
This just shows the power of radio. And if you don't like what someone's going to say on the air, well, things happen in some of these countries, unfortunately.
Yeah, too many reports like this that we have in our stories, but important to get that word out to everyone. We have a quick note from CKUT Radio. Stefan Christoph sent us a note of some special programming that's coming up on September the 27th. Not on CKUT, but they've received word at community and campus stations around the world about this. It's an event called Musicians for Palestine, and you can use the hashtag Musicians for Palestine for more information about this. Radio Al Hara is inviting people to join a collective four-hour listening session to musicians around the world who are joining Musicians for Palestine on September 27th at 6 p.m. in Bethlehem. That's 11 a.m. our time Eastern, or 1500 UTC, at the performance venue of Al Jisr in Bethlehem. The four-hour mix will feature a great diversity of artists from all corners of the world. They say, let's join together and listen in a spirit of solidarity across borders. So the programming, 4 hours of it, will be streamed at Radio Alhara, that's A-L-H-A-R-A, radioalhara.net. So that could be interesting, a variety of music from around the world. You can check the hashtag again, Musicians for Palestine. Now, you have some information about your official SWL YouTube channel.
Yes, I've been doing for a long time, two shows per week, which are usually from 2 to 3 hours and sometimes even more. Unfortunately, sometimes life takes over and compresses your time that you have to do stuff. So my caregiving duties and the fact that I already do a lot of other things, including the tech channel that I take care of, plus, you know, we do this show, and then I do the utility column and the messenger and taking care of a cat. all of that compresses your time at some point, and you got to make choices. So I'll be reducing to one show a week for now, which will be Saturday at 20 hours UTC for the live show. So only once a week for now. You know, I'll probably come back to two a week eventually, but for now, once a week.
Okay. Well, people can take note of that. So Saturdays, 2000 UTC on the official SWL channel for the live YouTube shows with Jill.
So we got some upcoming ham radio contests.
A few interesting ones this week. The first one especially, I didn't know that there were contests going on in China very often on ham radio, but the Worked All Provinces of China DX contest, 0600 Zulu October 1st, 0559 Zulu October 2nd. It's organized by the Mulan DX Club. The objective is for amateurs around the world to work any other amateurs during the 24-hour contest period while contacting as many as possible with amateurs in Chinese provinces, municipal cities, autonomous regions, and special administration regions. All of those contacts are encouraged. The bands will be 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. This particular contest is CW only. So not often we hear Chinese ham radio activity. Nope. This one will be in CW.
There's the Oceania DX contest phone, 0600 Zulu October 1st to 06 Zulu October 2nd, organized by the Wireless Institute of Australia. And the bands are 160 through 10 meters, and it's single sideband phone.
There'll be a lot of interesting countries down in the South Pacific on the air for that one. So yeah, if you're looking to make contact with stations down there, that will be a good time to do it. California's QSO party is taking place 1600 Zulu October 1st to 2200 Zulu October 2nd. That one is organized by the Northern California Contest Club, 160 through 10 meters. It is both a CW and a phone SSB.
There's the PNET Power QRP Sprint, 2200 Zulu to 2359 Zulu October 2nd, organized by the North Georgia QRP Club, bands 80, 40, and 20. It's both CW and SSB and QRP stations only, which means only low power.
Yep, that'll be a challenge. Only a short sprint, though, only a two-hour event. So lots of activity going on. Lots of interesting stories. You may come across some stories for us that maybe we don't find ourselves. You can send them to us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com, or you can post them directly to our Facebook group, International Radio Report. That will do it for this week. We thank you for tuning in. We'll come back again for a next edition of our show next Sunday. Thank you for tuning in to us, the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in the city of Montreal.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
across Asia and the Pacific. You're listening to Radio Australia.
Radio Australia, 24 hours a day in English and also in Chinese.
这里是澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia.
Indonesian. Saudara sudah mendengarkan siaran dari Radio Australia. Khmer. Pigeon. Welcome now along top pigeon broadcast to come along Radio Australia and Vietnamese.
Quý vị đang nghe chương trình của đài phát thanh quốc tế. For tuning and program guides.
I slept too little and drank too much. What's my hypnosis anyway? Get out of bed like this. Oh, Christ.
Rise and shine with CKUT 90.3 FM.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simone, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com.